And if you have your Bible, turn with us into the book of John, chapter 20. St. John, chapter 20. We do appreciate the Lord. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 30. John, chapter 20, verse 30. And the Bible says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing you might have life through His name." I want to preach just a little while on this, if we can, on a love letter. Amen? On a love letter. As I was thinking on this and thinking on this text, the book of John, if you want to ever find love, just read through the book of John. Book of John is a book of love. Amen? And there's a lot of people today that's trying to find love. We're looking here and we're looking there and we're trying to find love. We're trying to find somebody to love us. But I want to say you can find that in Christ Jesus, your Lord. He's the only one that can love you like you need to be loved. He's the only one that can give you that you need to make you to give you joy in your souls. Amen. It's to encourage you and to lift you up and take you to places that you've never been. You can just trust Him this morning because He is the God of glory. Amen. He's there to help and He's never there to hurt. He's not going to do anything that'll hurt you or hinder you today, but He'll encourage you and lift you up in Himself. So as we look at this love letter, John's writing here in chapter 20, he said there's many things and many wonders that Jesus has showed us. And the Word of God tells us many, many times where Jesus done great and mighty, wonderful things. Amen, praise God, and we thank you did. Many things are written in this book that we can see. But he said that this book can't even contain the magnificent things that Jesus done for us while He was here. Not to mention, Brother Don, all those things that He's done us since He went to be set at the right hand of the Father on high, still making intercession for you and me. And what a blessed hope that is. I'm talking about a love letter from God that He gives us just to show us, amen, that if we'd believe on Him, that believing you might have life through His name. If there's ever been a time that we need life, hey, it's in the name of Jesus, and we need it now. Without Him, we can do nothing. But I'm glad today that there's a God, and He loves us, and He's looking down upon us, and He has that we need, amen, to get victory even over the world and the flesh and the deeds thereof, because God Almighty is real today. I'm glad, ain't you? I can trust Him. Praise God. And we see God pins her down, and He gives us a witness in John Himself. John was that witness to witness the precious Word of Truth. And He takes us plumb back to the beginning of this love story. If you look at John chapter 1, he talks about the beginning of that love story he had with Christ Jesus. Amen. When He began to speak to us, to encourage our heart and give us that help that we stand in need of. He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Who is that Word? That's none other than Christ Jesus, the righteous this morning. Our Savior from glory. He was there in heaven. Amen. He was with God, and He was God. You believe that this morning? Amen. You believe He was with God? He was God. He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said the same was in the beginning with God. So the beginning of this love story didn't start with John, praise God. It started in the portals of glory a long, long time ago. But God loved us enough that He looked down to where we was and He saw me and you. Praise God. And He made us part of His love story. Amen. Praise God, He loved us enough. He said all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we look around today and we wonder why there's so much darkness. It's because there's no light in this world. Amen. We're looking for the light in the wrong places. The only place we'll find light, praise God, is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. He is the light of the world. He said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We're living in that hour. We're living in that day. Light's trying to shine, and we don't care. We don't look. We don't see. We don't seek to receive, and we've got used to living in the dark. Amen. We've got used to living in the dark. Sinfulness likes darkness. That's why you see all the riots and things that's taking place in the dark. Amen. Hey, if they want to make a statement, why don't they do it in the daylight where you can see them? Amen. Because wickedness has place in the dark. When the lights go out. Amen. That's when sin happens. That's when sinfulness is at its best. Amen. When the lights go out. Amen. Lord be God, we begin to live in sinfulness and vileness and wickedness in this present world that we live. But praise God, He said, there's a light that came and shined, but then men loved darkness, and darkness comprehended not. He said, this was the man. He said, there was a man that was sent to bear witness of the light. He said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. I want to ask you a question, Lord. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Do you believe in the Lord? Hey, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Do you believe that He is the Son of God? Amen. He's the Son of Man. And He came, praise God, and He gave Himself for a sinner like you. Amen. He sacrificed Himself for a sinner like you. Miss Ava asked me this morning. She said, I want to know about these thorns. Them great old big thorns. She said, is that what they made Jesus' crown out of? I said, yes, that's what they made them out of. And she said, that's bound to hurt. I said, no. I said, they took them, they plaited a crown of thorns, they put them upon His head, and then they took the reed and drove them into His head, drove them into my Savior and yours. Praise God. Why did He accept that? Because He loved us with a godly love. He took that, praise God. He took that abuse. He took the pain. He endured the affliction because He loved us. I thought about one of the greatest love stories there ever was. Amen. Praise God. It makes me want to be on His side. Praise God. He endured the afflictions. Praise God. Everything the world could throw at Him. And He come out in victory. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said He came to bear light. Amen. The same came as a witness to bear witness of light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. I'm glad there's a light of shining. Amen. Hey, listen to me this morning. You may choose to hang out in the dark. You may choose to hang out in sinfulness. But praise God, I want to say there's a light that's shining this morning. And if you'll just see the light, you'll come to the light. Praise God. You can be saved, glory be to God, out of the wickedness and the vileness of this world. And you can have joy, praise God, because that love that you're looking for is in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen. You won't find it in the flesh. Flesh don't have no joy. Amen. The flesh, all it has is vileness and destruction. Amen. But we're looking for it in all the wrong places. But John was a witness. Why? That all men might through him. Amen. Might through him believe. Who? Who's him? Jesus. Amen. That they might believe in the light. Praise God. They might believe in that one that could save us from our sin. That could point us in the right direction. But the Bible says this was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Amen. I will say the light of Lord Jesus Christ is shining on us. Everywhere you go, every day, the light of Lord Jesus Christ shining. Listen to me. He knows exactly where you're at. He's watching over you. He sees everything that you do. Amen. Jesus sees you. Amen. He sees everywhere you go, everything you do, everything you say, everything you touch. Jesus sees you. Amen. And he's recording it down in a book. Amen. And He keeps absolute records. Absolutely. He's a writing her down. He's a pinning her down. Praise God. You say, why? Because one day we're going to have to stand and give an account for everything that we do. But I'm glad He writes us a love letter. And He said, I love you enough to forgive you that. Amen. If you'll forgive, if you'll fall on your face, receive Lord Jesus Christ, ask Him to forgive you your sins. Turn from your wicked ways and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about being saved. That's what salvation is today. Salvation of the Lord is turning from our sinfulness, turning from our way, and going His way. And His way is a good way. His way is a way of salvation. And John bear witness of the light, praise God, and the light shining on all of us this morning. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. But he goes on and says, He was in the world and the world was made by Him. But now watch this. Listen to me. And the world knew Him not. Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you know Him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? Amen. You know why wickedness is so rampant in the world today? Because we don't know Him. We don't know how much He loves us, what He expects of us, the help He has to give us, the love He has to show for us this morning. Amen. But we disregard that. We throw it away. We throw it off. And we reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When He came to be a light in our lives, and we reject the light because our deeds are evil. Amen. Praise God. He goes on and he says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. He came unto His own. Amen. His own people. His own kind. And they rejected Him. Amen. They rejected the precious Lamb of God, the one that came to be a light and to bear light to everything that we would need. That came to show us the way. Amen. Why is it that we don't want to go in the right way? Why is it we choose to continue in the wrong way? Amen. Because our deeds are evil. Amen. We're following after the lust of the flesh. And the flesh is leading us in the wrong way. Amen. He came. He said, but as many as received Him. Amen. He came to His own, received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. As if we'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, resurrection, He loved us and He died for us. And we receive that, praise God. He'll empower you to overcome the flesh and the world and the desire and the lust, praise God. That's all around us today. That's deception is showing us that everything's okay. I won't say everything ain't okay. God says there's still some things in this old wicked world. Praise God, it's sin, curse, and it's wrong. Amen. But we're getting and living in a day of easy believing. We think, well, if we just know who Jesus is, it'll be all right. I want to say, I know who Jesus is, and those things ain't going to be all right. Amen. You know what's wrong? Because He said that, but as many as received Him, to Him gave He power to become the Son of Man, even to them that believe. Now watch this. On His name. Let me ask you a question this morning. What are you believing on? What are you trusting in to get you to heaven? Hello? Look up here a minute. This is where the preaching's going on. What are you trusting in to get you to heaven this morning? Huh? What do you trust in? What's going to get you there? You know, a preacher, you know, I try to be a good person and I try to do good things. That won't get you to heaven. Amen. That won't even get you out of your sinfulness. Amen. We got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to believe on Him, praise God, that He can help us to do things that's right. Amen. According to that blessed holy book. Amen. Praise God. If we do things that's contrary to this book, then we're wrong. Amen. Is that not Bible? If we do things contrary to this book, then we're wrong. We're living in sin. Amen. We've got to confirm to this, no matter what the world says. Because the world says, well, you know what, if you do this or you do that, it's okay. I want to say there's some things that ain't okay. Amen. But He said if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and now that's more than believing. That's more than believing in. Hello? You say, well, preacher, if I just believe in Jesus. No, the Bible says the demons of hell believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they're still the demons of hell. Amen. It's more than just believing on. They believe on Him, praise God. They know who He is, but they're still the demons of hell. Their home's going to be the fiery furnace of hell, praise God, throughout eternity. Amen. There's a whole lot of other folks that's headed the same way. Say, well, I believe Jesus. I believe He's a good person. Amen. I believe He was okay. I believe He died for me, praise God, according to the Scripture. Because Scripture said He loved you. I'm talking about a love story from God this morning. that He loved us, praise God. So what does He say we got to do? We got to believe, not believe, but believe Him and believe on Him, but believe into Him. We got to believe into this thing. We got to enter into a divine relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A divine relationship that's between us and Him. Amen. It separates us, praise God, from all the other stuff. Amen. It gives us that deep, inrooted love, praise God, that cannot be torn asunder. Nothing, no man, no place, no thing, praise God, can separate us from the love of God. I want to say, what kind of love affair have you got today? Your love affair ain't the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that's wrong. It won't stand the test of time. But praise God, if you've got a love affair in the Lord Jesus, amen, I want to tell you, it's a love story about how He loves you and He cares for you and He'll come into you. Praise God. And when Jesus comes into your heart, praise God, He'll take you out of your sinfulness. Amen. He'll take you to a place, praise God, that's far better than anything you can see around us. All the world's a painting us a pretty picture. Says everything's just hunky-dory. I won't say everything ain't good, ain't real good. Amen. But He said we need a divine relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means we need to recognize the authority that He has on our life. Amen. Hello? I said we need to recognize the authority that God, Lord Jesus Christ, has in our lives. He is our authority. Amen. He's the one that brings us along and shows us the way, praise God. And at the end of that way, we'll find Him. Amen. I won't say this, at the end of the other way, praise God, we'll find hell throughout eternity. A world of damnation. A world of fire and brimstone that burneth forever and ever. You'll be in a fire, praise God. Have you ever touched a hot coal? He said, hey, listen, He's the Lord of God that loves you enough, praise God. He said, you can't take coal in your hand and not be burned. Amen. But praise God, He said, there's a light that shines, that has power to shine into the hearts and the souls of men, praise God, and save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. What a Savior we have. We've got to recognize the authority of God in our lives. Amen. I want to ask you, who's controlling your life? Hello? Who's controlling your life? Huh? You say, well, preacher, I've got control of my life. Really? How's that going for you? How's that working out for you? How's things looking at home? Huh? How's things going, praise God, where you are? Maybe you ought to reconsider letting somebody else help you a little bit. Because things ain't going too good at home. Amen. But I want to say there's a God that can. That's a God of love. He said He loves us and He cares for us with a godly care. We have to recognize, praise God. So what is the result of allowing God to be the Lord of our life? Then we begin to partake the character of God. We begin to become more like Him. Amen. Amen. That ought to be our heart's desire today, to become more like our Lord and our Savior. Praise God, the precious God of glory. How do you come? By believing on the precious name of Jesus. He said, those that believe, even unto them that believe on His name. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this, that this is a love story. And in the love of God, He's telling us the right way to do this thing. The right way to come to God, the right way to live our life, the right way to find joy and happiness and peace that passes all understanding. We'll not find it here. There's so many trying to find it. They're looking for it and they will not find it. Praise God. But it's believing on Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean? It means to receive Him. Amen. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive what He has for us. He's got gifts, praise God. Listen, that's out of this world. He's got gifts that we can't tally because we can't see them. They're Godward. They're God. Amen. And He gives them to us to bless us and to help us when we believe on Him. Amen. That's what we have to do. Have to believe on Him. How do you believe? By being born of God. By being born again. Amen. There's a lot of folks think you can get in just haphazardly. Amen. Just knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing His name, praise God, His name, praise man, amen, won't get you in. It's believing on the name of the God, precious Son of God. Believing on Him, praise God. In John chapter 3, remember what He said to Nicodemus? John chapter 3 and verse 5. He said, you must be born, except a man be born again, verse 3. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, now listen to me, Nicodemus is like a whole lot of you. Are you hearing me? Nicodemus is like a whole lot of you, a whole lot of us. He was a spiritual man, claimed he had some knowledge, but he didn't know the Savior. Amen. In other words, he was lost. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, he said, truly, I say to you, unto you, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He said, if the word of God don't get a hold of you and prick your heart, he said, you'll die and go to hell lost without God. He said, but the Holy Ghost of God comes down to where you are through the precious word of God. It'll prick your heart. It'll show you the error of your way, that incorrectness of your way. Praise God. It'll save you out of that sin. I'm gonna say this morning, God don't save you in your sin. Hello? God saves you out of your sin. Amen. Amen. He brings you up so He can bring you out, Jeremiah said. He brings you up so that He can bring you out. He don't leave you dangling over your sin. He don't leave you in your sinfulness, praise God. He brings you up and He takes you out of that. Put your feet on that firm foundation. I preached on Wednesday night. That's more than a foundation. It's a starting place to build a life of joy and happiness. It's a starting place. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks that's never found a starting place. Amen. Are still looking and are looking all the wrong places. But He said, you must be born again. Why? Because He said, if not, you're still in your sin. Amen. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. He said, hey, don't think it a hard thing. I say, you got to be born again. He said, the Word of God will prick your heart. Amen. It's not too hard to get in when you receive His Word. Amen. So receive His righteousness. It's not of righteousness that I've done. Lest any man but praise God, I won't say it's a righteousness of God. The righteousness of my Lord Jesus Christ came into my heart, saved me from my sins, put my feet on a firm foundation, and is helping me to stay there. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm not condemned no more. Look at John chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. Do you hear what He said? He said, the Son of Man, Lord Jesus Christ, has got to be lifted up. We've got to get Him up there where we can see Him. We got to get Him up there where other folks can see Him so that they might believe on Him. Amen. So He can deliver us from our sins. And those that will look upon Him, He said, can live. Praise God. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, or have eternal life. He said, for God so loved the world. Here's the love story. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. He offered life. Eternal life. But we're satisfied with status quo. We're satisfied with this little old fleeting life that we have here. It's only a moment and it's gone. It's like the dew on the grass and it evaporates. But we can have life in Christ Jesus. We can have love in Christ Jesus, praise God, that surpasses all. Everything in this world. We can be free from condemnation. Praise God. Look at John chapter 3 in verse 14 through 18. And he says here that we can have that eternal life. That there's no perishing in it. Amen. That we don't have to worry about going off, slipping off into regions of the damned. Amen. It's a different place, a different direction that we can go. Think about that. That no perishing, there'll be no guilt, no condemnation for those that's saved in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The guilt is not there. The condemnation, the doom of punishment, don't loom ahead for me. Oh, I've got a day of reckoning. I've got a day I'm going to stand and give account of what I've done since I've been saved. Amen. But it's not for my salvation, praise God. It's for my rewards. Amen. My salvation is in Christ Jesus, my Savior. But I'm looking for help, praise God. So I'm going to, what am I going to do? I'm going to trust Him, praise God. Trust Him for what He's done for me. Trust it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's so I don't have to enter into condemnation. Amen. I'm glad there'll not be no condemnation. I'm not condemned. I'm not doomed. Praise God. There's a whole world around us that's they think they can do what they want to do, live like they want to do. Their old pernicious ways, their old sinful ways, praise God. And everything's all right. And one of these days, they'll get up to the top of the mountain and they'll just fly off into glory. I want to say they're lost and undone. They're going to end up in the regions of the damned. Amen. These people that's caught up in their drunkenness and their adultery and their drug addiction and all these things and their fornication and their wickedness, and they think everything's okay because Hollywood says it is. I want to say God hasn't changed His mind. God's still real. He's still alive. Praise God. He's still on the throne. He's still the God of glory. Amen. And He still cares for me and you. He's still looking down on you, on us with a godly care. And He said, I would that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. All would repent to the Lord. Turn from our sins. Turn from our sinfulness. Because the world is why He said it's going to wax. Paul told Timothy, the world's going to wax worse and worse. And then the end. And I'm afraid, Brother Andrew, we're getting sucked into the worst part. Amen. We was talking in Sunday school about the last days and what Jesus told them was going to take place. And they said, what's it going to be like before the end? And He said, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. He said, it's going to be just people that are just living their lives and enjoying life and disregarding God. Noah was 120 years of preparing the ark. Amen. I told him in Sunday school, I said, they laughed at him and they mocked at him. They ridiculed. I said, just go build your boat that won't float. That's what they say to Christians when you decide to say, just love the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ so you don't die and go to hell. They say, well, just build your boat that won't float. I will say, praise God, I'm established on something that's sure. Praise God. It's the only thing that is. Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. They had second thoughts when it began to rain. They had second thoughts when the waters began to rise. Amen. When God put Noah and his family, those eight in there, and the Bible says God shut the door. All those on the outside, what did they find? They found condemnation. Guilt, praise God, that was unrepented of. And God destroyed them from the face of the earth with a mighty flood. Amen. You say God wouldn't do that. God did do that. And He's going to do it again. Amen. He said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Noah, it was the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, as it was the days of Lot. He said, He vexed His righteous soul living in that wicked city. It was wholly given to sodomy. Amen. A Lot was a righteous man trying to live in that wicked mess, and it vexed his righteous soul from day to day. You can't live in that and be a child of God. Amen. He said, it was the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. They come down there, and they took and they destroyed that whole city with fire and sulfur. And amen. And the power of God fell upon it. And said, Lot only got his two daughters out. The rest of the family perished. I tell you, we better get our youngins, our children, our people by the hand, and we better get them out. Amen. Before they perish in that wickedness and sin, praise God, that God hates and despises more than any other. Amen. Do you hear what I said? I said He hates that more than any other. Amen. Hates it where He wrote in Leviticus, praise God, that man's not to lay with man as he does with a woman. That woman's not to lay with a woman as she would with a man. He said it's wickedness in the eyes of God. It's abomination. Amen. Amen. God said, I'll not put up with it. He said, take them outside the city and stone them that they die to put that wicked sin out from among you. And let me tell you something. God ain't changed His mind. Amen. It's wickedness. You say, what's so wrong with it? It goes against creation. God created them male and female, created He them. And that's the way He designed to be. Anything else is wrong. Amen. But praise God, there's a God that loved you. and he wrote you a love letter, praise God. And he said, you got to get away from that. He said, you flee from it and run to the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. He'll bring you out of that, praise God. And He'll put a new love in your life. What are they looking for? Days of Noah, they were just looking for somebody to love them. Amen. In the days of Lot, they were just looking for somebody to love them. But they was looking in all the wrong places. I want to say there's a God of glory that loves you. There's a God of glory that cares for you. A God of glory wants to bring you out today and lift you up above all the wickedness of this world and give you peace and joy and contentment in your life. Take you to a place, praise God, that you've never been before. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if I'd like that. Amen. That's because you ain't ever tried it. I want to say, praise God, you ever get a little dose to what God's got for you. Amen. There's so much goodness in it. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. It far supersede anything we have in this life. He said, there's a God that loves you. Amen. He said, He don't want to see you condemned. Amen. The world's pushing this stuff down our throat. I'm just talking about what I'm seeing. Amen. I'm just preaching what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it. Amen. Walt Disney come out. You know that wicked ABC? ABC next, they're trying to push this sodomy junk down our throat, trying to get us to believe in that it's okay, it's all right to be in that mess. I want to say it's wrong. Amen. We ought to boycott them. We oughtn't even turn it on. Now they're trying to produce a movie. I think one of the movies, praise God, have two men kissing in a Walt Disney movie. That's wickedness. Amen. It's wickedness. We got to stand, praise God. He said, be ye separate and come out from among them. Because what's happening, you know what's happening? They're trying to get us in a state of mindset that we say, well, it's them, it's okay. Well, them may be our youngins. Them may be our daughters, our sons, our granddaughters, our grandsons. Praise God. That's getting caught into this. The school system saying, it's okay, we gotta be accepting. I want to say, child of God, you don't have to be accepting to none of that mess. Amen. Amen. You need to stand against it. Amen. You want to be different. Pray God, stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the Word of God. Stand up for truth. Amen. He wrote us a love letter. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I love you, pray God, this much. And I'm here for you. I'll help you all along the way. But the wickedness and the vileness is coming in upon us. It's coming in. The Bible said the last days come in like a flood. Are you seeing it? We're seeing it. It's just coming in. Brother Scott, they're trying to get their little old grandyoungins, trying to get our daughters and our granddaughters, praise God, and they're trying to sucker them into this wickedness of the world and trying to tell them that it's okay. Amen. They say it's okay to love whoever you want to. No, you know what they want to do? They want to love whatever they want to. It's coming to a place of perversion, and the lust of the flesh is superseding their own common sense. Amen. But praise God, there's a good God of glory that says, I'm way bigger than that. Amen. He said, I'm way bigger than that. But you know what's happening? We're coming in. The Bible said, there's some that trust in His name. Amen. But I trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said, look at John chapter 2. Let me just give you an example of this. John chapter 2, verse 23. The Bible said, now when He was at Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. Now, did you hear that? Many believed in His name because they saw the miracles that He did. They believed in His name. But listen to what He says in verse 24. But Jesus did not commit Himself unto them because He knew all men. You know what He's saying? Same thing Jeremiah said. He said, man's heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. I want to say your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. You can't know it. Only God can. And God can put your heart where it needs to be for the glory of God. Amen. You may think it's a joke. I want to tell you there's a good God of glory that's real today, and He'll be real to you. If you'll trust in Him today, lift and call upon His name, confess our sins, amen, and be born again. God will save us from our sins. Amen. He said, it needed not that any should testify of man, for He knew what was in man. He said, there's no use you come try to tell me that you're okay. Amen. Hey, listen, you can stand in front of God all day and say that you're okay. He knows your heart. Amen. He knows the thought and intent of the heart, the dividing asunder of soul and the spirit. That part gives us life, and that part gives us a relationship with God. He said, I know exactly where you're at. Amen. He knows if you've got a relationship with Him today or whether He don't. Amen. Praise God. Whether you're lost or whether you're saved. Praise God. And He said, Jesus did not commit Himself unto them. In other words, He didn't trust Himself to them. Amen. Because He knew their heart wasn't right. Her heart hadn't grown close enough to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, remember what the Lord said about the Lord Jesus Christ? In verse 2, it says, but which of you also ye have, by which ye also are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Now listen to what He says. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas and then of the 12, and after that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. He said, we recall the story where Jesus is real because 500 people at one time seen Him after He was resurrected. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor? It means He's a resurrected Savior. Amen. He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay gone. I will say He's not dead and He'll not stay gone. He's coming again. In just a little while, He's a-coming for me and you, praise God, in the portals of glory. He's going to step out, and the clouds are going to part, and He's coming for me and you. Amen. John says, I want to write you a love story. Praise God, it's got many, 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 many chapters. I can't compile it all in the book, but I'll tell you as much as I can. Amen. In John chapter 5, verse 33, the Bible talks about that He gave us. John chapter 5 and 33 said, you sent unto John and he bear witness unto the truth. So John says he sent truth. That's the Word of God. That's what we build upon. That's what we live upon. That's what we trust in. Amen. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I saw that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in the light. Amen. We can try to rejoice in the light, praise God, but we can have the light if we trust in the Lord. Amen. His Word, praise God, the light and the testimony that it gives. He said, but I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me is fit to finish. The same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father Himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. But now watch this, verse 38. But ye have not His Word abiding in you, for whom He has sent Him ye believed not. I want to say we're living in a world full of unbelievers. Amen? We're living in a world of unbelievers. People don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that they might be saved. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. I receive not honor from men. We're living a day and hour, people don't even honor and respect the house of God. Amen? They won't even say, used to an old wino would walk down the street when he crossed in front of the church house, he'd take his hat off in honor of the house of God. But we'll come into the house of God and we'll write notes and we'll talk and we'll pop bubble gum and we'll pretend like it's not a very serious place because we don't respect God. The Word of God don't abide in our hearts. And we think it's a game. We think that we're just playing. Amen. But I want to say this, we're playing a game for keeps. This is real, praise God. It's effectual and it touches the heart of men. But he said, men don't believe me. They don't believe in me. He said, I receive not honor from men. But I know ye that you have not the love of God in you. He said, what the problem is? He said, right in this letter, he said, I know you don't have the love of God in you. That's why you act like you do. Amen. He said, that's why you act and behave the way you do, because God's not in you. He said, I came in my Father's name and you received me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one to, of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Amen. He said, that honor that we need, that what we're seeking comes from God. He said, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. People lost today is trusting in the law. They're hoping they can be good enough to get in. But he said, for had you believed Moses, you wouldn't have believed me. For he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? I'm going to say, most time in the house of God, we don't believe what God says. I know you're not going to believe what I say. Amen? Because you don't believe God. You know what it means? You know what it means? Look at me just a minute. I'm done. You know what it means when we don't believe God? It means that we're an unbeliever. Amen? We're an unbeliever. That means you're lost without God. Amen? You're an enemy, isolated from the God of glory. But he said we can come to him today if we'll just believe on him. Look at John chapter 14 right quick, and I'm going to hush you. John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 4. The Bible says this. He said, Jesus is talking to me. He said, whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Now I'm talking about a love story from God. He's going to show you the way. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Amen? Do you hear what he said? He that seen me hath seen the Father. And the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Amen? He said, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever I shall ask in my name, you shall ask in my name, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, whatever we need, praise God, if we'll ask God today, he'll do it for us. He'll save us. He'll forgive us our sins. Praise God, we've got a love story from God. He said, I want to save you, praise God, today. I want to save the world. Listen, Christian friend today, he said, I want to encourage you with a love story, praise God, that we can be better. We can be more than what we are right now. He said, preacher, I don't like this preaching. I don't like what you said today. No, people don't. Most of the world don't. Most of the world don't get along with us. Most of the world don't like me. Hey, the devil don't for sure. But praise God, I'm responsible for your soul. I'm going to tell you a truth. Brother Andrew, I'm going to tell you the truth according to His Word. Amen. I'm going to give you what God's got to give us, praise God, so that we might be saved. So that we might have joy in that in the Lord. So that we can have all those fringe benefits that goes with it. You know, happiness and joy and happiness and peace and prosperity and blessings and abundance, praise God, because we have joy in the Lord. John said, I'm writing your love story. But he said, there's so much to write about, I can't even begin to pin her down. But he said, I want to tell you this, that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and he died for you on the cross of Calvary. He shed his arms for you. He shed his blood, every drop of his blood. It run out of his brow, it run out of his hands, it run out of his feet, and it run out of his side. And he said, I love you enough, I gave you a blessed book that's all about me. To show you the precious love that God has for every one of us. John says, I wrote you a love story. He said, but I can't write all of it. It's too big for me. But he said, I hope I wrote enough to get you in. That you can see that Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. Jesus loves you. and He hates sin. Amen. But praise God, He came to save us from our sin and deliver us in righteousness for the glory of God. Amen.